So today, I would like to share with you one important point in Satipatthana Sutta. Many people have missed this important point. Okay, so first I will recite, I will read what the Buddha said first, then I will explain to you. Because there is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the true way, for the realization of Nibbana, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. What are the four? Here, bhikkhus. A bhikkhu abides contemplating the body as a body. Contemplating feeling as feelings. Contemplating mind as mind, contemplating mental objects, or we call Dhamma, as mental object, ardently, ardent, fully aware and mindful, having put away covetousness and grief for the world. Okay, so here Buddha bring out one very important point. He said that a bhikkhu abides contemplating the body as a body. This is the key words. How we see our body, how we regard our body. We see the body as myself. We see the body as I. We see the body as mine. Right? So we do not follow what Buddha said, contemplating the body as a body. So why we see body as I, my, myself? Why? Because of distorted perception. We call sanya vipalasa. Or because of distorted view. Okay? We call ditti vipalasa. Or because of distorted or perverted mind. We call citta, or we call mano vipalasa. Okay? So because of these two, perverted or distorted view, perception, and mind, therefore, we do not see things correctly. So here Buddha very clearly see, when you're contemplating your body, you should see body as a body, not yourself. This is very important point which many people do not thoroughly understand. Then let's say the pain arises in you. We say I am aching, right? Or I am sick. So aching from the body is just a body sensation or just a feeling, unpleasant feeling that arises in the body, but we will say, oh, my body is aching. So at this point, you already see the aching as yourself, belong to you. Then you are practicing wrongly already. You do not see body as a body. And so also, when you sit long time, the body become heavy. When there's no concentration, the body becomes very heavy. Then you say, oh, my body is very heavy. So you identify body, or you cling to the body which is heavy belong to me. This is called based on craving. My body is very heavy. So you think body is yours. So this is one type of craving. Similarly, when feeling arises, let's say you have a cup of coffee, then you sip the coffee, you feel good. So you will say, I feel good. So at this moment, you identify this pleasant feeling as I am. I'm feeling good. You identify this feeling as I. Okay? And sometimes you feel, unpleasant. Aching here and there, you feel so much so many unpleasant feelings in the body, we will say, ah, my body is so unpleasant. So at this moment also, we do not see unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. Instead, we see unpleasant feeling belong to me. Therefore, Buddha say, abide contemplating feeling as feeling, not feeling as myself, or not feeling belong to me. Okay? Then, another one is contemplating mind as mind. Okay? Sometimes we get angry, we get annoyed. Then we say, I am so angry. He offended me, I'm so angry. So at least at this part, we already identify anger is myself already, right? Otherwise, we say, oh, anger is just a mental state. But at that moment, we miss the mindfulness. We are not mindful. Therefore, we identify anger as myself. So I say, I'm very angry. And we miss to contemplate mind as mind. Anger is anger. Anger arises due to condition. Then soon it will pass away. If it belongs to you, then it won't pass away, right? But when the condition change, it will pass away. Similarly, sometimes we feel sorrow, then we feel that, oh, I am sorrowful. So we identify sorrow as myself. If we identify sorrow as myself, sorrow will not leave us. It will not go away. Why? Because of clinging. You cling to it as myself, belong to me. Therefore, it's very difficult to solo. It's very difficult to leave you, unless you open your hand, let it go. You don't think it as yourself. You contemplate it as conditional phenomena. Then you let it go. Then it will go. So long you identify it as my sorrow, then it will last as long as your clinging continues. Okay, so whatever mental state, whether it's laziness, slow and proper, meditation, sometimes slow and proper. So you will see, oh, I'm so sleepy, right? We didn't see, oh, now slow and proper has arisen in me. See it as a mental object. See it, sleepiness as sleepiness. Sleepiness as sleepiness. We don't see that way. We always say, oh, I'm so sleepy. Or sometimes you feel restless, thinking here, the why time so late, so still, still the bell still not ring yet. So the mind become restless, worry, anxiety at that time. We sure forget to note the mind one. And we think I am anxious, I'm worried, and so on. Okay, we did not see this anxiety, worry as just a mental state. It does not belong to us. So long we are not mindful, then we start to cling, we start to attach, we start to identify whatever state that arises as I, mind, myself. Similarly, mental object, whatever mental object arises, according to Satipatthana, this mental object, under the mental object can be six sense spaces. Whatever I see, let's say I hear the sound, then you hear the sound. Instead of just see, just contemplate hearing as hearing, or contemplate because of sound, impinge the ear sensitivity, then there's a contact, depend on contact, there's a feeling. Then whether you like the sound or you don't like the sound. We do not contemplate in that way. Instead, the moment we hear, we thought, oh, I'm hearing, that is very pleasant. This is called reaction towards the sound. So mental object including all six sense, whether it's seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, tasting, and thinking, and so on. We see it, must see it as conditional phenomena, doesn't belong to me. Only then you see mental object or my object as my object. Therefore, in the very first part, Buddha already tell us how to practice very clearly. See body as body. Don't see body as I, mind, myself. See feeling as feeling. Feeling, there are three types of feeling, right? Pleasant, unpleasant, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So see feeling as feeling. Abide contemplating feeling as feeling ardently, mindful, fully aware. Okay? And see mind as mind. Mind including angry mind, covetousness, greedy mind, delusion, deluded mind, slow and torpor, restlessness, and so on. So must see mind as mind. We should avoid seeing mind, different type of mind as I mind myself. Okay? And lastly, the mind object. Mind object including all six sense spaces, four noble truths, and five aggregates. All this, we have to see it as they really are. Not, doesn't belong to me. See it as conditional phenomena that arise due to conditions. So in the first part, you see, Buddha tells us very clearly, but we miss the point, I think. Many people miss the point. They miss this important point. Therefore, I would like to bring out this important point so that you have correct way of seeing things. Okay. Then, how do I achieve seeing body as body, seeing feeling as feeling, seeing mind as mind, seeing mental object as mental object? How to achieve this? Buddha first says seeing like that, but how to do this important part, right? How to do it? So, Buddha in Satipatthana Sutta, Sati means mindfulness, Patthana means establishment. Satipatthana Sutta, Satipatthana, so establish your mindfulness on four things: body, feeling, mind, and mental object. So, first, if you want to achieve seeing body as body, feeling as feeling, mind as mind, you have to establish mindfulness first. So what is mindfulness? Mindfulness means there are many meanings of mindfulness. One of the meaning, common meaning is fully aware what is happening without react to it. Without react to it is very important. Let's say I'm angry. So if I'm mindful, then I know anger has arisen in me. So I contemplate it, anger has arisen in me, without react to the anger, without add more anger to the anger, without react to it, or without push it away, and so on. So just see the anger is anger, that's all. This is called mindfulness. So this mindfulness, plain knowing, plain, without any adding any ingredients inside. Just see anger as anger, greed as greed, slow and torpor as slow and torpor. Do not react to slow and torpor as I don't like it, I want to meditate, why you come and disturb me? All this are called reaction to the slow and torpor. Okay? So mindfulness, fully aware or present to the mind, we call. You are present, not absent-minded. Present to the mind or face-to-face with the object. What object arises from your mind and body, whether it's a feeling, mental object, mind, and you just face-to-face, look at it without react to it. This is called mindfulness. So, whatever object under the supervision of the mindfulness, what will happen to the object? First, the object may change. May change. For example, you look at the anger. You look at it, anger. Okay, you look at the anger as mental object. The anger will change. Either it increases or decreases. Or even it suddenly stops there and vanish from your heart. These are the three possibilities. Increased, decrease, or stop, vanished, vanishing. But sometimes when we look at anger before it increases or before it decreases or before it comes to stop, the mind has wandered off already. The mind does not keep track with the anger. Why? Because mindfulness is not sustaining. Because you do not sustain your mindfulness. And because of nature of the mind is like that. Therefore, mindfulness needs to be trained. It doesn't come automatically. It needs to be trained. Therefore, we keep pick up one object, just look at it and see how the object changed. So, important. So when you see aching, let's say pain, you see pain as pain, or unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, this is called mindfulness. From time to time, you have to check whether your mind cling to the pain as my pain or not. Sometimes the mind is very tricky. After pain becomes so unbearable, then you start don't like. You start disliking the pain. Then you want the pain to go away very quickly. All these are called reaction. At this moment, you already lost your mindfulness. So you got to check your mind. The moment if you cling to the pain as my pain, then you lost mindfulness already. Because you already react to the pain, or you already identify the pain. So from time to time, you have to check your mindfulness. Is it plain without involving any identity view? Or craving or anger? Sometimes while noting, you can be very angry, mindful of it, right? Or you want to push something away and so on. So from time to time, you must check, I'm reacting to the object already. I have lost my mindfulness. Check yourself. Okay? However, although mindfulness is so important, but mindfulness itself cannot lead you to nirvana. Mindfulness itself cannot lead you to liberation from all suffering. There's another factor, mental factor, which is very important that can lead you out of samsara. That is called wisdom, panya. So just now, when we're aware of something, what is happening, it's just mindfulness. Mindfulness itself is not enough. We need another mental factor we call panya. However, mindfulness pave the way for the wisdom to arise. Without mindfulness, wisdom cannot arise. So, mindfulness first, followed by wisdom. Sometimes we call sati sampajanya. Sampajanya is clear knowing. It's also one type of wisdom. So in this case, how should we apply wisdom? My common teaching to many people is to contemplate after you're mindful of whatever arises from your mind and body. Let's say anger. Anger has arisen in me. So I aware of it. I do not react to it. However, anger does not go away. Still there. Remain there. Then the second thing you should do is to contemplate or mentally say or incline your mind to say anger is not myself. Mentally say. After establish the mindfulness, second step, mentally you say anger is not myself. Anger is not myself. Anger is not myself. Because our mindfulness is not so strong yet. So when you are aware of anger, you may get involved in the anger itself. You may think anger is myself already. So to prevent identity view to creep in, so we incline our mind to see anger is not yourself. So mentally say, just mentally say, anger is not myself, anger is not myself, anger is not myself. And while saying that, you detach your mentality, try to detach yourself, your personality with the anger. Sometimes you don't know how to detach. That's why mentally say is helping you to detach yourself from the anger. So mentally you can say, anger is not myself, anger is not myself, anger is not myself. Then a next question may arise. Anger, if anger does not belong to me, what is this? Huh? Why it arises? Why anger arises? So you have to say, oh, investigate. That's why in the seven factors of enlightenment, the second factor of enlightenment is investigation, Dhamma Vichaya. So in the Vipassana meditation or Satipatthana meditation, it's not only mindfulness. If you only mindfulness, I will tell you, definitely not enough. If you study Satipatthana Sutta, the next part is talking, seeing, arising and passing away of whatever object. So first you can incline yourself to see, oh, anger is not myself, anger is not myself. Then you may ask yourself, then why anger arises? Then, oh, then you investigate, oh, because of contact. It can be ear contact, somebody abuse you, or can be mental contact because you think of the past unpleasant things. It's called mental contact or ear contact. Oh, because of contact. Because of contact, anger arises. So contact is impermanent, anger is impermanent. So you contemplate in that way. Anger is impermanent, contact is impermanent. What is impermanent is not myself. That's what Buddha constantly, what Buddha said. What is impermanent is not myself. Again, you come to the not myself. So when you see that, so at this moment, you already see mind as mind. Mind is not yourself already. Just now we say, see body as body, see mind as mind, right? So at this part, then you start to see, oh, anger is not myself. After investigating, you really understand anger is not yourself. Then you start to see anger as anger, not yourself. That's how you achieve that. Seeing mind as mind, not I, mind, myself. I think, although the instruction is very short, but you need to put into practice. Okay? I think enough for today.